Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. I'd like for us to consider this thought on our devotional today. If there is but one God and we are His subjects, then we don't have to worry about whatever it is. In the book of 1 Kings, again, we are looking at the life of Elijah and his encounter with a servant of the Lord, one who trusted the Lord, and yet she found herself in the midst of a great strait. She was doing the work of caring for God's business, and the Lord indeed had done a great miracle for her in providing for her and her family. And she also had seen the Lord work and actually answer prayer. She didn't have to worry about feeding her child because the Lord had promised and had kept His promise through the prophet, and they were well supplied in food. In 1 Kings 17, the widow's son dies. She had a direct line to heaven. And yet right in the midst of all of these blessings, she was afflicted. The Lord doesn't want us to be lifted up above measure. When pride lifts us up, then the Lord our God will lay us low so that we can be used again of Him. If we are lifted up in pride, then we are of no use to the Lord, and we're a greater target for Satan and bring shame and reproach to the name of the Lord, and the world makes use of such a person. There is never a time in this life when we can feel that we have no cares and concerns in this life, for there is a dirty trio, the world, the flesh, and the devil. They're always there. So we rejoice that we are always mindful of the enemy that is within, around, and in the world before us. This woman here in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, in caring for her son, has her son who has a great need, and she says to the man of God, "Oh, what have I to do with thee, thou man of God? Art thou come to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" This was a very pathetic cry. And when one is grieving and is grasping after answers in the midst of a trial, you go very deep. You answer or you ask questions that you would not ordinarily ask. Questions come into the mind and into the heart that are very difficult. And suddenly she has a chance to worry, as mothers do. Or perhaps she didn't get a chance to worry because the child died so suddenly. Now, she may have discovered the child already dead. Or the child might have been in her bosom. She was holding the dear one close to her. And perhaps she was in great sorrow without any hope or help of seeing the child recover. But she did not despair or give up hope even after the child had died, because she does go to the man of God with a passionate plea. And she had spoken of her death and the child's death, in which she said to Elijah that she was going to gather some sticks to make a fire and eat that last meal, that she and her son were going to die. The child had died, but not miserably by starving to death, as she had supposed he would do, but rather suddenly. And so we often talk bravely when trials are not upon us. We talk about what we will do and how we will handle things, and we are so quick to judge the way other people went through their trial and their storm and say, "Now, why didn't they do this?" Well, you weren't there. Please be gentle with the ones who are going through a trial. Please be kind and compassionate. You don't understand the depths of their despair. We carefully plan our response to a trial or troubles when they're on the next page. But when we turn the page and they're right in our face, then it's a very altogether different story. And such is the case here with this woman. And she is willing to ask Abraham, or ask Elijah, "You've come to remind me of my past sin, and I'm guilty for this." We'll continue on our next devotional. Join us again. I'm Willie Thompson.